Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Mac DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guests, Eileen Buteman and Bev Patman from Love in the Name of Christ, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Chuck McClellan, site administrator of the Pennsylvania CareerLink office in Bedford County. And you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, every day is Independence Day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says assisted living is on the way.
Where you come in, there'll be nursing that will be there. They'll help you with medication, dressing, bathing. There'll be a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our main restaurant, the cafe, will be open for evening meals as well.
Call Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new at 623-0349. That's Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Nelson Farrow of Hospitality Spring Farm. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
You know, I should spend more time in Everett. I really like Everett. The last time I was here in Everett with this radio program, I guess, was to talk to Bob Appleby of Everett IGA. Wonderful family, by the way. I have two terrific ladies with me right now from Love in the Name of Christ. And you have seen this ministry. If you haven't, you're blind because you come across the bridge here in Everett and they got a sign about 19,000 feet wide. That proclaims their mission. And first of all, Bev Patton, I want to thank you very much for providing that sign, because I was kind of sure where you were, but it was unmistakable when I saw it from the other side of the river. So this is great. Our guest is Bev Patton. She's the executive director here, and also Eileen Buteman. Eileen, are you the board chairman or just the board member?
I'm the board secretary type and take minutes.
Okay, that's gotcha. Why. You know, I'm on a board and they get me to do that too. They always look for people to do that. They don't care if you talk, just so you keep the minutes, right? So Bev, anyhow, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get in this? Did you start as a volunteer? Is that how it happened?
I did begin as a volunteer. The previous director, let me begin by saying my pastor always dropped my name. I was at the church secretary. I volunteered there for years. And Tom Waller gave a call to my pastor and asked if there was someone that he could talk to get involved with the ministry. And the ministry is a national chain. It's not just in Bedford County.
Oh, really?
Not in all 50 states, right. But there's at least 150 Lovings in our nation.
Okay.
So I was cleaning the bottom drawer of my refrigerator when I got the call to come to Love in the Name of Christ for some training. And I went through training, and I was a volunteer then for my church. I was a church ministry coordinator. Mm-hmm. And I would find people that would help meet the needs. I'd get calls from the office of Love in the Name of Christ, and they would ask if I could find someone to maybe drive a person to an appointment, help get some clothing for a family that was in a fire, just different things, deliver a piece of furniture. So it was just awesome, and Love Inc. got into my heart, and it's just a huge part of my life.
Well, you mentioned before we went on the air this morning that this is a very Christ-centered place.
Absolutely.
And it's nice to see some outfits that have a very definite mission. I mean, there's no mistake about this, right? I mean, this is what you're here for.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
So I'm going to get you to explain in a few minutes about some of your missions here, and I know that I'm sure Eileen will wax eloquent on this as well. But what I'm particularly interested in is that since we've moved to Bedford County, we've noticed that there are a lot of Christian outfits here. And it's one of the reasons we moved here, because it is such a great faith-based place. But yours is unique. I see your name popping up everywhere. I mean, everywhere I turn around, you're providing things to people. You're providing money, food, all kinds of services to people. I know you're involved with some of the social services. So from your Christ-centered operation here, do you serve all faiths or just the
ones
that
are here?
We serve
anyone that has a need that phones us. There's no discrimination.
Tell me about some of the things that you do well here.
I just know that people see the vision to help others through the ministry here. Our volunteers are so awesome. We have 2 full-time staff and a part-time staff person. If we did not have volunteers, we would not be able to do what we do in the community. I would hope that our community would see as our strength that we are Christ-centered and that love is the greatest gift.
Right.
And that's what I hope as people come through the door, that's what they feel. I pray that they feel that as the phones are answered, that they hear that love in our voices.
So what kind of things do you provide people?
I do want to clarify one thing. We do not have monies that we give to families.
Okay.
We make referrals. We do not duplicate a service that's already in operation.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
What we do is make that referral for the family that phones in. But we actually house clothing. One of the things that got us started with that in the beginning was a family would call in that had a fire. And when they have the fire, they inevitably lose most times everything.
Yeah.
And clothing was like the first thing. And we would put that need out to the churches. And it could take a couple weeks for the sizes for the family to come in. And so many times our neighbors think that they can just give us things, but we would get things back from families in the fire because they weren't items that would fit them.
Sure.
So we were trying to search for those items, their sizes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we first started to warehouse things. And now we have clothing, we have household goods, furniture.
It never occurred to me until this moment when you brought this up. But if it doesn't fit, it's no good. So it never occurred to me that when someone says, well, we need sweaters, an operation here that actually separates it out by size, I suppose.
Absolutely.
For age group people, things like that. So that's a whole operation unto itself, I would.
Yes, we need to take you for a tour.
Well, I understand we're getting a tour.
Awesome.
I was told I'm not leaving here without a tour.
Yes, and that's what we
Eileen
like.
Eileen made that clear.
She said
my car won't start until I have a tour.
So that's it. We do invite those in our community to come for a tour so that they catch the vision of what we're doing.
So when I've come to your yard sales on a couple of occasions, a lot of the things I see are clothes. So are these clothes that were given to you so you can make some money, or are they out of that inventory?
Oh, I hope you're not seeing a lot of clothes there because basically, now if it would be a gown or something like that, we might sell it, or a specialty item that we just wouldn't pass on to a family.
Like slippers or something.
Yeah.
Hunting clothes.
Maybe that's what I sold.
Hunting clothes, yes.
Right.
Those aren't something that we normally get calls for. If we don't get calls for an item or we're overstocked, we put it in the yard sale.
Gotcha.
And nothing there is overpriced.
Right. Okay, so there's clothing. And what other items do you deal in that you could help a family with, for example, as a result of a catastrophic thing like a fire?
Oh, dishes, pots and pans, everything that you need to start up again.
Mm-hmm.
Linens and curtains and sometimes even carpets and, you know, anything that you need for in your household, if we receive it and it's in good shape and we would use it in our own home or give it, you know, feel like we would want to give it to someone else, then we retain that and for a future.
Yes,
ministry.
You don't want junk. You want something that people can
My motto is, if you wouldn't give it to Jesus, please don't give it to us.
Okay. That's a pretty tall order.
It is.
Yeah. I think that makes the requirements rather high.
Well,
our guests today are Bev Patton and Eileen Buten of Love in the Name of the Christ. We're in the name of Christ. We are here in Everett, just across the river on this kind of frosty day. Of course, we've had nothing but frosty days, it seems, here for the last month or so. And we're learning about Love, Inc. And you have a local mission. Is your mission go beyond Bedford County, or is it just you just take care of people here?
If we know of a resource in a surrounding county, we make referrals there as well.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I see.
So we're with our staff, and it's a little difficult to go beyond Bedford County, but we try to do the best that we can if someone does call from another county.
Eileen Buten, you've been a board member for some time, started out as a volunteer. You're now the secretary, I understand. So you're the lucky person that gets the minutes, has to publish the minutes, and then all the board members complain about the minutes, right? Isn't that how
no, they don't.
They don't.
You've because they may get it back then.
You got very nice board people. They complain about my minutes. So tell me what a volunteer could do here if they wanted to be a volunteer.
Well, I can tell you what I've done here.
Okay.
I was started out really as a church ministry coordinator at my local church, and that means that Love Inc. could call me and say, hey, that we have a family in need in your area. Can someone from your church come and pick up a bag of clothes or a piece of furniture and take it to that person?
Right.
And the purpose of that is so that that local church can make a relationship with the person who has contacted Love Inc. They're in need, but we want the local churches to establish to love on those folks.
Right.
And then Jesus comes into the picture that people come to understand that Christian people want to help
right.
them in the name of Jesus. But as far as volunteers go, after I was a CMC, I got our pastor involved, actually on the board, and he then became treasurer, and so there's such a thing as payback, fun payback,
right.
because he became aware of the fact that one of the regular volunteers that worked in the office was going out for surgery, and they needed someone to fill in.
Right.
And so he tapped my shoulder to come and answer phones and do whatever. And from that point on, God has just used the ministry of Love in the Name of Christ to stretch my faith. It's wonderful. We have volunteers that answer the phone. We have volunteers that work in the receiving room where when we get donations, they go through it and separate it and put it on the shelves or identify it if we have too many things that it goes to the yard sale. And then we have yard sale volunteers that work there. And we have people that work on appliances or repairing furniture. And we have volunteers if we need a construction project done, that they come in. In fact, there's a group here today that's ripping a ceiling out so that further work can be done on that building. Actually, if you can name it, we probably have a volunteer position for it, and you don't have to be trained. We'll train you.
Well, that's the guy I saw in the doorway. I said, where's Bezov? He says, I don't know. I'm here to work on the ceiling. So you've got the good volunteers here. They're very focused.
Yes.
Our guests today are Bev Patton and I Buettman, Love in the Name of Christ. And I want to remind you this morning that our new sponsor is sponsoring our program today, Homewood at Springhouse Estates. At Homewood, they have this terrific executive director, Mary Grattan. Mary has been very gracious to hear at the program and want to make sure that you give her a call about the sensational living experience at Homewood. Her number is 623-0349. And just as we like to say, every day is Independence Day at Homewood at Springhouse Estates. And when we return, we are going to speak more to Eileen and Bev, and I'm going to find out a little bit about what the other things these volunteers do, and more importantly, what you can do to help this outfit as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Sharon McNamara of Bedford County Drug and Alcohol Prevention Partnership, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned once again. I mentioned we're in Everett. Everett's a fun place. You know, when I first came to Everett, I really couldn't quite make it out. Really very charming. They got a cool ice cream place here, for example. What is it called? The Igloo?
The Igloo.
That's the kind of thing you never see anywhere else. I mean, where have you seen an igloo before? You know? This is great. Our guests, as I mentioned, are Eileen Buettman, who was the board secretary for this outfit, Love in the Name of Christ, and also Bev Patton, its executive director. During the break, we were talking about some of the physical things that Love Inc. does, and we're going to get into the religious mission in a second. But some of your physical things are interesting. You have Easter baskets. Tell me about that. What do you do with the Easter baskets? You dress up like bunny rabbits? Or
No. We help the lowest income of Head Start. The churches will they'll put together Easter baskets and they'll bring them to us. We're allowed to put information in about Jesus and why we celebrate Easter. Okay. Those from Head Start come and pick up the Easter baskets. We're just sort of that center, you know, where they all come. And then the workers for Head Start distribute them to the families. So it's just an awesome way for the churches to get involved, just one of the ways that you know, that they do help us.
Eileen, let me ask you about some things, too. You have Easter baskets. You have a Christmas program. You have all sorts of things. What volunteer activities do you like the most? What kind of floats your boat?
Well, what floats my boat is the fact that Love Inc. is a clearinghouse for the churches, for agencies, whether they be private agencies or government agencies. They can call in here. Pastors are overwhelmed with their responsibilities, and they'll get a call from someone in need. If they refer that person to Love in the Name of Christ, we do what is called an intake, and we get the person's information, and we get what their need is, and where if we have a file on them, we pull that file out. Sometimes the person needs budget counseling, and we can offer that to them. Hmm. But that local pastor doesn't have to do all of that administrative work. Love in the Name of Christ volunteers do that for them. Many times when that person is in need, we'll look to see where they are living at and a church that is involved with Love in the Name of Christ from that area. We'll put that need back to them, not necessarily to come up with funds or the article that's requested, but that will you come to Love Inc., pick it up and take it to this person.
And that doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is.
It is because a big deal because
you don't have the delivery truck system here, right?
No.
Yeah, right.
No. And so that floats my boat because as a Christian, I'm commanded to go out and witness Jesus Christ to people, but people don't like you coming and knocking on the door and say, hey, do you know Jesus? Mm-hmm. But they sure are waiting for me if I'm coming with a bag of clothes or a washing machine or a bed or whatever. And so that opens the door for me. And then I can love those folks. I can check back with those folks if they desire. So, and it's true that all of our programs are that way. We operate by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We put the Lord Jesus Christ out there for you to choose or reject. And then I get involved in the National Day of Prayer service here at Love Inc., which then brings all folks in. We are definitely a ministry that provides prayer. When people have a need, we pray with them on the phone 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. When we send out information to those folks, we send
the father's love letter and a form to fill in if they have a prayer request. Our board members pray for those prayer requests that come in at our board meetings. That floats my boat, yeah, too.
Well, it sounds like you are extremely active here. I mean,
absolutely.
Do you have a real job, or is this your real job? Pretty much.
This is my calling job.
Fine, vocation. Yes. Excellent.
But I get a whole lot more blessings out of it than I ever put into it.
I understand. And it's got to be very rewarding for you. Yeah. And our guests are Eileen. That's Eileen Butmi. You just heard speaking about this, of course, and Bev Patton. Bev, you mentioned to me rather emphatically during the break that the major reason for this is your mission of Jesus Christ. It has the things you do here, of course, are important, but it really goes back to that core mission, doesn't it?
Yes, to mobilize the church to transform lives in the name of Christ.
Yeah. So these contacts or these intakes that Eileen talked about, that gives you an opportunity to speak to people every time they come in here, or
absolutely,
you go see them or whatever.
Yes.
So what happens? Is there a church service in here sometimes?
We don't have church services here. But I'll tell you, families come in and we have heard their story and we pray with them. The ladies pray with them on the phone. But there's times you'll come in and we have just Christian music playing too to just build us up and, you know, help us to help others that way, you know.
Well, I'm particularly struck with your facility. First of all, it is enormous. What was it when it started out in life? It didn't start out as Love, Inc. So what did it start out as?
No, it was a tractor place.
A tractor place.
Schoenberger's.
Really? So this big...
Schoenberger's.
You took over this big facility and put offices in it and have all this space to store things, I suppose?
Yes.
Things like that?
One of the things that stretched my faith is that this building came up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
The board prayed about it. They actually walked around the property and began to claim it for love of the name of Christ.
Before you even bought it. This
yes,
is good. I like your spirit.
Exactly. And it has been totally transformed by volunteer labor. And don't ask me where the monies came, because things here happen like we'll have $20,000 and somehow $60,000 worth of goods and services is put into something and you still have $20,000. So that's a faith stretching thing for me.
You bet.
But God just has blessed this place. Right. The yard sale buildings next door, God laid on Bev's heart that we would have transformational housing for people, families and people who are going to lose their home or have already lost their home, but they are willing to come into the program understanding that there are requirements that they must meet, one of them being probably budgeting, learning how to keep house, learning how to cook nutritional meals, and attending Bible study and attending church. We don't make an apology for that, because it's not transitional housing. It's transformation by the Lord Jesus Christ housing, that they can learn to live. You know, it's a hand up rather than a hand out.
I served on the board of a Salvation Army chapter for a while, and they also have similar rules about, and I guess it is transitional housing they do. They have men bring them in for short periods of time. But I remember them saying to me, if they don't behave, they don't do part of the rules, you know, they're not there. We make room for someone who will. So that's good. I think rules are important, especially since you're operating something that has moral connections.
We are very supportive and integrated, too, with the other ministries, the Catholic Charities, the Salvation Army, the St. Vincent de Paul's, and the organizations, a Center for Community Action, and So
someone like the St. Vincent de Paul's, which I know specialized in clothing, will refer things through you? Is that how it works?
Both ways.
Oh, really?
We will do an intake, and we'll tell the client if they have need for fuel, if they have need to pay their electric bill. Sometimes we have tremendous electric bills that come in, and we coordinate with the electric companies, but we also coordinate with Catholic Charities.
Oh, I see.
And many of those agencies don't
react unless the client says, I have been referred to you by love in the name of Christ. Yeah. I mean, the camaraderie and the cooperation between agencies has happened.
Sounds to me, too, Bev, that you've established a rather heavyweight reputation for referral here. I mean, people take this seriously here.
Yes, the ministry has grown tremendously.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is something you should be proud of that you've built up over this time.
It's to God be the glory. Yeah. It's not about me.
How long has Love Inc. been here in Everett?
We have been here, well, most of our... We were over at the Everett Grace Brethren Church for 11 years, and we came here on Valentine's Day. We had a ribbon cutting in February of 2008, so we are going to be celebrating 10 years of being here very shortly.
That's super.
Yes.
The other things you mentioned to me during the break was that you have these activities, and you mentioned that our sponsor, Thomas Chevrolet, does something for you sometimes.
Yes.
So they getting. So how do they help?
They're supportive of the ministry itself financially, and they have. At one point, they were collecting metal, scrap metal, that sort of thing, and big trailers for us, and we received some proceeds from that as well.
Oh, I see. That way, and you get the money for the Love Inc. That's great.
Yes.
And also, you mentioned to me. We have a few minutes left. I want to get into this. I want to find out how the audience can help you financially or otherwise. I mean, what is it you need? Obviously, you need money, but is there anything else you need specifically? You're saying yes. You need money.
Well, no, we need money. Yes, okay. but more importantly, we need volunteers.
Volunteers.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we can't put a price tag on the contribution that our volunteers make. There isn't enough money in Bedford County to make up for our volunteers.
Golly.
So what kind of volunteers do you want?
Any kind. We want available volunteers, whether it's for one day a week, whether it's every day of the week, whether it's 1 hour a month. We take all volunteers, anybody that can speak, and if you can't speak, we'll put your hands to use.
Right, you can walk, and if you can't walk, we'll get those too. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a great outreach, because I think people genuinely like to do something, to be productive, and do something that's worthwhile.
Yes.
Now, Bevan, that's what your volunteers probably tell you.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
They're not here because... You know, they just fill the time. They're here for...
Well, and some have come because some of them have lost their mate. Here they find, you know, just love and compassion from others, and they, you know, they have something in common. There are different stories for our volunteers that...
We have need for people to fix furniture, to revamp appliances. We have need for people to fold clothing, sweep the floors, vacuum, make lunches. We provide lunches for our volunteers every
day. Okay, so listen up, all you retired mechanics, carpenters, electricians, electronics experts, computer whizzes. We can use them all, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. You've been terrific. I want to thank you both very, very much for talking to us. And I've enjoyed talking to you immensely.
Well, may I say something
Certainly.
Else? I would like to thank our community for their generosity. I'd love to thank the churches that are involved with the ministry. There's around 200 churches in our county, and we've contacted, you know, at least 125, if not more, throughout the year for helps. You know, they're not always able to help, but for those that do, we are so appreciative. We could not do it without, you know, the blessings from our community.
Well, the 125, I think you got most of them, so that's super.
I really want to throw out a thank you to you, Lloyd, for coming here and taking that initiative, and for the WBFD Radio for sponsoring things for our community like that. So I thank you.
Well, you're most welcome, and thank you very much, and I appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.